Chapter 7. She thought a moment, then said, quite simply, I don't know. It made everybody laugh. Then the sunflower said it was like a lamb trying to think out how it had come to eat a wolf, but had to give it up. Cecile Letelier asked, why didn't he run when we did? Because it was necessary to get him to his cage, else he would kill someone. Then he would come to the lake harm himself. It is noticeable that this remark, which implies that Joan was entirely forgetful of herself, and H3 her own danger, and had thought and wrought for the preservation of other people alone, was not challenged, or criticized, or commented upon by anybody there, but was taken by all as matter of course and true. It shows how clearly her character was defined, and how well it was known and established. There was silence for a time, and perhaps we were all thinking of the same thing, namely, what a poor figure we had cut in that adventure as contrasted with Joan's performance. I tried to think up some good way of explaining why I had run away, and left a little girl at the mercy of a maniac armed with an axe, but all of the explanations that offered themselves to me seemed so cheap and shabby that I gave the matter up and remained still. But others were less wise. Noel Rainguesson fidgeted a while, then broke out with a remark which showed what his mind had been running on. The fact is, I was taken by surprise. That is the reason. If I had had a moment to think, I would no more have thought of running than I would think of running from a baby. For, after all, what is T.H. Offalbinoist that I should seem to be afraid of him? Pooh, the idea of being afraid of that poor thing. I only wish he would come along now I'd show you. So do I, cried Pierre Morel. If I wouldn't make him climb this tree quicker than, well, you'd see what I would do. Taking a person by surprise, that way, why, I never meant to run. Not in earnest, I mean. I never thought of running in earnest. I only wanted to have some fun, and when I saw Joan standing there, and him threatening her, it was all I could do to restrain myself from going there, and just tearing the livers and lights out of him. I wanted to do it bad enough, and if it was to do over again, I would. If ever he comes fooling around me again, I'll, oh, hush, said the paladin, breaking in with an air of disdain. The way you people talk, a person would think there's something heroic about standing up and facing down that poor remnant of a man. Why, it's nothing. There's small glory to be got in facing him down, I should say. Why, I wouldn't want any better fun than to face down 100 like him. If he was to come along here now, I would walk up to him just as I am now. I wouldn't care if he had 1,000 axes and say, and so he went on, telling the brave things he would say, and the wonders he would do, and the others put in a word from time to time, describing over again the gory marvels they would do, if ever that madman ventured to cross their path again. For next time they would be ready for him, and would soon teach him that, if he thought he could surprise them twice, because he had surprised them once, he would find himself very seriously mistaken, that's all. And so, in the end, they all got back their self-respect. Yes, and even added somewhat to it. Indeed, when the sitting broke up, they had a finer opinion of themselves than they had ever had before. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.